More street clashes erupted along Israel's borders with the West Bank today, spreading to Gaza for the first time since violence flared 3 weeks ago. At least six Palestinians died in confrontations with Israeli soldiers. Dozens were injured. Meanwhile, random stabbings of Israelis by young Palestinians also continued with several more attacks. The CBC's Margaret Evans reports from near Ramallah on the West Bank.
In the West Bank, the anger is starting to burn bright again. The stone throwers using slingshots to hurl their frustration at Israeli occupiers. Young Palestinians driven or drawn to the edge again and again of the fault lines that are Israeli checkpoints. This one between the Palestinian city of Ramallah and the Israeli settlement of Beit El. It's an all-too-familiar sight on the West Bank, a game of cat and mouse between the Palestinian protesters and the Israeli soldiers, who answer them with tear gas and rubber bullets. In the past few weeks, it's been getting worse. Ala Atawil is a 26-year-old watching the fray.
If the media showed the world how everything is really going on, everyone would understand that's our only way of defending ourselves.
Today, a 19-year-old Palestinian was buried, shot dead by Israeli security forces in Jerusalem after he stabbed two Israelis to death last week. There have been 10 random knife attacks by Palestinians against Israelis in the past 24 hours alone. Israeli Lieutenant Colonel Yonatan Arel was on the scene at an attack yesterday.
I worry every day. I'm a police officer, I'm a paramedic, I see this attack all the time.
The stabbings have spooked the Israeli leadership. The mayor of Jerusalem near Barakat urging those with licenses to carry guns.
So we don't have enough policemen all over the area to secure people. This is a good way to fight people that use knives.
The two Israelis stabbed by the young Palestinian died here in the Old City, a young father and a rabbi. The people mourning them are Jewish settlers who want a foothold in the Muslim quarter, just up the road from the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, also sacred to Jews, as the Temple Mount. Today, security was tight as a drum in the Old City. Young Palestinians turned away from the mosque, women and older men only allowed to pray. This is a conflict that has traveled well beyond light and shadow to dark, seemingly immovable matter. A stagnating conflict, turning out new generations of bitterness, asking if the stone throwers will now become knife wielders. Will the young on either side live to see peace? Margaret Evans, CBC News in the West Bank.